This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Kai Rizdahl. We are going to begin today with a peek behind the curtain, a glimpse, if you will, into the collective psyche of the keepers of the American economy, the members of the Federal Reserve's Interest Rate Setting Open Market Committee. Minutes from their most recent meeting were released today, in which we learned that the FOMC continues to be concerned about a weak global economy as well as lagging inflation here. Exactly when the long-awaited rise in interest rates is going to happen is still, of course, anybody's guess. The Fed, as you may know, has, by statute, two main jobs. The dual mandate, it's called. One is making sure this country is at maximum employment, on which they are doing pretty well and getting better pretty much every month. The other is moderate long-term interest rates and price stability, inflation more commonly. And therein, as Marketplace's Kimberly Adams reports, lies the problem.
Numbers out today from the Labor Department say consumer prices are moving at a crawl, up only 0.2% from last year. And that low inflation certainly isn't from lack of trying by the Federal Reserve.
They've printed all this money, right? And people aren't spending it. And they can't make people go out and spend.
Anna Rathbun is director of research at CBIZ Retirement Plan Services. She says there's a risk if the Fed raises rates too soon.
Because if they raise rates while the inflationary pressure is not there and it's too low, it could slip down and become deflation. And when this happens, the Fed runs out of ammunition.
And the Fed is already trying to fight off global pressures.
The fact that we have a global supply chain has actually allowed us to be very sensitive to inflation in other places in the world.
Gennady Goldberg of TD Securities says right now, those pressures from countries like China and Brazil are pushing inflation down here at home, along with other factors. And remember, a little bit of inflation is supposed to be a good thing. Ted Peters used to sit on the Federal Reserve Board in Philadelphia.
Well, you need a little bit of inflation to give companies pricing power and for them to be able to increase their prices. And if they increase their prices and make more money, then hopefully they pass that along to their employees as well.
But today's minutes predict we won't reach the Fed's 2% inflation target anytime soon. In Washington, I'm Kimberly Adams for Marketplace.